This is Fresh Air. Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard each had a successful folk music career before they started recording together the country and bluegrass music they loved. Emmylou Harris, Roseanne Cash, and Naomi Judd have all cited Dickens and Gerard as inspirational performers, and now we can hear the birth of their musical partnership on Sing Me Back Home, the DC tapes, 1965 to 1969. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
Are you all alone with the memory? Now that I'm gone, darling, are you missing me? The day that I kissed you and told you goodbye, your lips told me that you would wait. But your lips deceived me and told me a lie while your heart was
Alice Gerard's voice lifts and rises from the bottomless despair of Are You All Alone? And Hazel Dickens' vocal joins her in the chorus to affirm a unity through loneliness. The song was written and recorded by the Louvin brothers in the 1950s. Unlike Charlie and Ira Louvin, connected by blood, Dickens and Gerard were a bit of an odd couple. Dickens, raised poor in the coal mining territory of West Virginia, and Gerard, a classically trained singer approaching music from a rather more academic angle, were separated by a decade in age when they began running into each other in the lively folk scenes of Baltimore and Washington, D.C. in the 60s. They found that their voices meshed well and that they shared an eclectic approach to the music that they enjoyed singing. That's Bye Bye Love, a big pop hit for the Everly Brothers in 1957. It suggests the range of music to be found in Sing Me Back Home, the DC tapes 1965 to 1969, previously unreleased recordings of Dickens and Gerard, the two of them sitting in a studio, working out the harmonies, and playing at various times guitar, auto harp, and banjo. That's No Hard Times, written by Jimmie Rodgers, frequently called the father of country music. It's a song Gerard refers to as being regenderized by her and Dickens. Both were highly aware of being women making music in a predominantly male music scene, and their close study of the songs they admired also required that they think about what it meant to interpret first-person male points of view. In a 1987 Fresh Air interview with Dickens, who died in 2011, she told Terry that she was, quote, the only woman writing songs for women to sing that she was aware of. One of the high points of this album is their interpretation of a song written by another musical feminist, Dolly Parton, on In the Good Old Days When Times Were Bad.
We'd get up before sun up to get the word.
One of the accomplishments of the music here is the way Dickens and Gerard appropriated the tradition of duo singing, until this point primarily the province of brother acts like the Louvin Brothers, the Stanley Brothers, Jim and Jesse, and Bill and Charlie Monroe. Listen to the title song, Merle Haggard's then-current hit, Sing Me Back Home. Here, Dickens and Gerard's voices achieve a thrillingly piercing harmony that echoes Gerard's auto harp.
I recall when
In their more formal, commercially released albums issued in the 1970s, Dickens and Girard were backed by traditional bluegrass units. On the DC tapes, you hear them unvarnished, or as Girard describes it, unplugged, unproduced, unaccompanied except by ourselves, warts and all, wailing our hearts out.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. After we take a short break, film critic Justin Chang will review First Man, starring Ryan Gosling as astronaut Neil Armstrong. This is Fresh Air.